It's not here, it's over.
Over there.
Would you ever say it's over yonder?
No. That expression is used, though.
Over yonder? Have you ever used that in any context?
I may have, I don't know. I don't remember.
If you're talking about two men, and one of them owns an orchard and the other one doesn't, you could point at the one who does and say, he's the man.
Who owns the orchard.
If you're talking about two boys, one of them has a rich father and one of them doesn't, and you point to the one who has a rich father and you say, he's the boy.
Who has a rich father.
Okay. Or he's the boy whose father
is rich.
Okay.
That sounds better.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Kernel.
And what about the same thing in a peach?
Kernel.
What do you call
it? Some people call it a stone, though.
Okay. But you call it a kernel.
Kernel.
What about a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? What kind of peach is that? There are two varieties, you know. One.
It's a clear cut. Out in Alberta. You know, the name.
It might be. I think there's a more general term, though, for the. Well, one comes apart easily from the seed, and the one that...
Freestone.
Okay.
Now, what's the other one?
Well, it could be a plum peach, or a pressed peach, or a clingstone. Do any of those names sound familiar? A hard peach?
I just call them a peach.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of an apple that you can't eat?
The core.
Okay. Do you have a term for dried pieces of apple?
Dried peaches are apples.
Uh-huh. Little pieces that are dried.
I just call them dried apples and dried peaches.
Have you ever heard those called snits?
No.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
Uh-huh. And can you think of any other words for those things?
Goobers, they call them, but I don't call them that. I call them peanuts.
Okay.
Goobers or goobers or something.
Can you think of any other terms? Have you ever heard them called ground peas?
Yes. Ground peas.
How about pindas? Have you heard them called?
Pindas too, but I don't use it.
Okay. Do you know if there are any distinctions among these different things?
Well, I think there isn't a size. I think the ground peas is what they call the small ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the peanuts are what you call a larger one.
Okay. What's a nut that has a very, very, very hard outer?
A walnut.
Uh-huh. And what is it that you call the outer covering?
The kernel.
Okay.
I don't know whether that's right or not.
Well, now, if you want to get into a walnut, you have to break
the kernel.
Okay. And what about outside the hard part? Sometimes there's a sort of sticky outer coating when it first comes off the tree. Do you know that? Sometimes it's called a burr or a husk or a shuck or something like that. Not familiar with that?